Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We are still in April. I think this is the second podcast of April. I'm getting better. I want to get up to weekly, so I'm kind of starting once a month and trying to get up to twice a month. So I think this is the second one for April. Oh, man, this is going to be another good one. You know that when I have conversations with colleagues and other entrepreneurs and you know, just people that I run into, you know, my everyday life in general and then also business life, you know that I discreetly bring certain conversations to you, you know, not as to, you know, give you the identity of who I talk to, but to kind of give you scenarios of things that you may have experienced yourself. This one kind of, I know I sound a little down today because it kind of got to me because it is an ongoing issue that I see in certain groups. And I'm going to really hone in on some of those groups on this particular, in this particular podcast because I think it's very important. I was talking with a, we'll say colleague, and they were given this amazing, amazing opportunity. And they were doing business with another person within their same industry. And they shared with the individual, you know, this amazing opportunity that they got. And the person, instead of saying to them, wow, that's amazing, that's wonderful, wow, that's going to be great for your business, you know, they actually said, wow, I wonder why those folks didn't call me. That goes to the topic of this podcast. And the topic of this podcast is called Celebrate Your Peers. By that, I mean, when you are speaking with people who are in your same industry, I don't care if you are in corporate America, I don't care if you're a wrestler, I don't care what you do, celebrate your peers. There's also this saying, and I know I've said it in another podcast, and I can't remember which other podcast I said it in, but I know I've said it before. There is this quote that says, pay attention to the people who do not clap when you win. Pay attention to the people who do not clap when you win. The folks who never celebrate your successes, your hurdles, all of your accomplishments, and things that you have achieved in your life. It could be personally, professionally, whatever it is. Pay attention to those people that never celebrate you. If people don't celebrate you the way you celebrate them, you need to step back and kind of reevaluate that relationship. Because I know that we're so quick to call people our friends. We're so quick to say, oh, you know, that, you know, there's that song, that's my best friend, that's my best friend. You know, everybody knows that song that's out there. It's so catchy because it's kind of got, you know, it's got that real catchy, you know, sort of tune to it. But do you really know what it means to be a best friend? There was a song back in the day, an old hip-hop song, that it was called Friends. How many of us have them? The ones you can depend on. The ones who are there when you really are at your lowest point, the ones who celebrate you when you're at your high points. How many of us truly have friends or even acquaintances that you run into on a regular basis at those weekly networking events, ones that you hear about what they're doing in their industry,
even if it's different from yours. Celebrate your peers. That is something that I do not see happening often enough. Okay, I've said it. Now I'm going to hone in on some people. And you know how I do on this show. I am very brutally honest. I'm kind, but I cut straight to the chase. I work with lifestyle clients. And so I work with a lot of chefs. I work with, foodie type folks, authors, people in lifestyle, fashion, you know, that sort of thing. Okay. One thing that I have seen, and for me, as a Black woman in business, I have to talk about what I know. You know, I know that people will say, well, you don't want to make it a black and white thing and all this sort of stuff, but I got to talk about what I know. And I can only talk about what I have experienced. And the one thing that I have seen among Black chefs especially, not all Black chefs, we're not going to generalize, but one thing that I see a lot of, or I should say too much of, is I don't see us celebrating each other. And by that I mean if you see another chef who is doing great things and they're out there and they're getting exposure and whatever it is, no matter how you believe they got there, because I can tell you right now, there are so many, even for my own clients, they work very hard to get where they are. I am their trusted brand manager, a thought partner, the person that kind of ignites them to give them ideas of where their brand should navigate through their genre, their industry. This is what we do on a daily basis. I probably talk to each and every one of my clients pretty much every day. We have our weekly meetings, but I probably talk to them in some way, shape, or fashion every single day because we're so connected. The thing about Onyx Queen Media, which is very different than a lot of other companies, is that we are a family. A lot of my, the majority, I would say 90% of my clients, they all know each other. They've worked together on projects, whatever it is. They've collabed, you know. So we are truly a branding family. So we're just not, I don't put other clients against each other. I don't, you know, there's a lot of companies and things that, you know, put clients against each other or whatever. We're a very social company. We're very big on social media. You know, I'm a blogger. I have a few of my clients are bloggers or food bloggers as well. So we are very social, and we are out there, and we are giving shout-outs constantly to each other when we win. My clients will shout me out sometimes, almost bringing me to tears. They have brought me to tears a few times with their wonderful reviews and their, you know, just their kind words, recognizing the work that I do every day for them. And that's one thing that I don't see happening a lot in the Black community in general, but especially in the lifestyle arena where you have Black chefs. And I don't care if you're a classically trained chef or you went to culinary school or if you're a self-taught chef, however you came to the table, wherever your training came from, the school of hard knocks, I don't care, it doesn't matter. I don't see enough of us celebrating each other, tearing each other down, going at each other on social media. And you guys, if you are in that circle, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We have seen it happen so many times. Instead of calling a person on the phone and having a discussion with them and hashing it out that way, discreetly, we would rather get on social media and blast people. What does that do for you? And I agree. Some people, you know, as the social media world says, some people do need to get dragged. You know what I mean? Some people need a little bit of, like, you know, social media street justice, you know, and I get that. And I can see how that can be entertaining and you can get caught up in that. But really, if you're about your business and you're about moving and shaking and getting your brand to that next level, that next tax bracket, whatever it is that you're trying to do with your brand, you don't have time for all of that foolishness. You really don't. So I would implore, and I know that I do have listeners from all different walks of life, and this goes for any business at all, but I have to speak from the circle that I am in every single day. And I work with a lot of lifestyle clients who are people of color. And one thing that we have to do more of is celebrate each other. You know, you have so many other groups of people that collectively work together. And we don't want to make this necessarily a race thing. I don't want to, you know, be a race baiter or anything like that. But when it comes to certain groups of folks, they work together for the greater good. And that is something that I think black people are struggling with more than any other group. We have a very hard time celebrating our own. Or when, you know, the young brother, you know, who came from a not so great neighborhood or whatever, and he made it into the NBA or, you know, NFL or got a scholarship to go to school, and now he's become a doctor and now he's become a lawyer, you know, it's automatic. Oh, he's a sellout. Oh, he didn't come back. He didn't give back. He didn't do that, you know. And sometimes you don't even know what people are doing. A lot of times, I would say, for me personally, anyone that I know that I grew up with, and anybody who knows me knows where I grew up in Queens, it was not a place that had money. You know, it was like everybody had to work. I had two parents in the house that had to work. Most of my friends only had one parent. You know, only my immediate circle had two parents. And even growing up, you know, there was divorces, there was separations, there was, you know, deaths, there was all kinds of things going on around us, you know. So I didn't come from money. You know, my parents came from a whole other country. I mean, they're naturalized citizens now, but they came from another country. They weren't born here. So they had to come here and become acclimated to what the U.S. was doing. They came from the West Indies with a whole different type of mindset. But one thing that my parents always taught me is be happy for other people when they win, because that is going to fuel you. That is going to give you a whole lot of ammunition to go out there and succeed for yourself. You know, so again, the topic of this podcast this week is celebrate your peers. And I want to specifically speak to the lifestyle industry, especially our folks of color. We have to separate ourselves from the foolishness and really celebrate each other, because I think that is a place that we are definitely lacking, okay? So I want to end on that note. Please, if you want to get in touch with us, you know that we are always available to answer questions. And we can be found on the web. Our website is www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Like I said before, we are a branding family. We work together on so many different projects and things coming up. Oh, and I also want to mention that we will be having a spring luncheon that's going to be coming up sometime in May. Stay tuned for that, because that's going to be another powerhouse networking event like we always do. And it definitely gets our women entrepreneurs together to really talk about our businesses and maybe even some of the struggles that we're going through in our business. So I really thank you guys for tuning in this week. Remember, whatever you do, the successes, the ups, the downs, whatever it is, make sure that you are celebrating your peers.